Thank you for listening to The Drive on Demand, powered by your local Ace Hardware stores. Ready for backyard tailgating? Ace Hardware is giving away 5 Traeger grills worth $799 just in time for football season. Just visit 1043thefan.com/ace to enter. Sweepstakes end September 30th, so enter today.
With Tyler Columbus, Ultimate Dudes.
We had 22 heroes.
Let's go. Tom Brady's here, and then on the injury report, it was like, golf? Jerry Jeudy is questionable? What?
Yikes.
Throw that in the fire. But I'm here to be a beacon of hope, of positivity today, Tyler. And yes, I am wearing the gear.
Yeah, you're a very confusing man.
The 303 hat is on, the classic Al Harrington number 7 jersey t-shirt is on. I even put on some Broncos shorts, a little Broncos gear.
Well, we are officially to an elimination game, so I suppose tomorrow it would have made sense for you to put that on. I asked you to wear that yesterday because I told you that whoever won that game last night was going to win the series.
I don't believe
you. It was that important to me that the Nuggets won that I asked you to wear that outfit yesterday, but you didn't want to do it. So instead, you bust it out on a non-game day because that makes sense.
Nuggets in 7.
Because that makes sense.
I know. I went back and forth, but like...
So why are you wearing it today exactly?
Because this is the last, I mean, not the last chance, because they're going to win the next 3 games. I just wanted to get the mojo going a little bit earlier.
Well, so you're going to use the mojo on a non-game day?
It's just, I'm just going to keep wearing it. I'm just going to keep wearing it every day.
Oh, I will just, man. Man, you got the mojo's limited. I thought made a decision that you couldn't waste it.
You think I'm wasting mojo by...
You're wasting mojo on a non-game day.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. Absolutely. What are you doing? Why would you wear it on a non-game day? You wouldn't wear it yesterday, but you're gonna wear it today?
I do have other clothes here, by the way.
Oh, well, now, I mean, it's too late. I mean,
they're a little stinky because what I've been doing is I got a little gym locker underneath Richie's desk.
Yeah.
So I've been biking a couple of days to work.
Proud of you.
Right. And today was a non-bike day, so I actually do, should I change? Do you think I've already ruined things?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I don't know what good it's gonna be. You've already worn it. It's not a game day.
You realize the Nuggets could have easily won that game last night, right?
I do. Well, I don't know about easily, but that game was a lot of fun to watch, and it just felt like the Nuggets were so close to the whole game. They were just behind. Going into half, they're down by 6. They got a couple opportunities to hit the 3. They just can't quite get it to fall. All game long, you're trailing between 5 and 12 points the entire game. So, you know, I did think that they had an opportunity to win it, but unfortunately, man, where was Nikola last night?
I know. That shocked me.
Where was Nikola last night?
Like, I can't even remember the last, like, bad game he had.
Well, he got in foul trouble, and I do understand how that changes your game, both offensively and defensively, but you would think, man, I mean, you're in the fourth quarter. I don't care if you got 5 fouls. On the offensive end, you can stay aggressive, man. I mean, if you're going to go down, down.
But it's even like when he's backing a guy in, he's got that little hook or layup. You know, he usually just, that's the shot he knocks down, and that's the shot that was rolling out, could not hit a 3-pointer to save his life. Was passing up open 3-pointers to like move in like 5 feet. I'm like, what
right,
is that?
Right.
Why? And then Jamal Murray tried his best, and he had.
Gosh.
How about the Michael Jordan layup?
You know,
my God, that was crazy.
I sent you and Richie the that tweet of the side by side of him and MJ, and it is like frame by frame.
It is amazing.
The most identical thing I've ever seen. Yeah. I mean, seriously, I must have watched that 250 times, and for real, I couldn't find anything that was different. I mean,
it's
crazy.
As athletic as Michael Jordan was,
except for it was better because he did it on LeBron.
It was amazing.
Who did MJ do it on?
Well, Actually, I don't know. I'd have to go back.
Yeah, nobody knows. It wasn't LeBron. I know that.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what team it was. Was it against the Pistons? You know, I should just look at it. Don't know. But Jamal was great. They had the shots. They had the shots. They were open. It was that moment of like, come on. You know, Paul Millsap around the bucket in traffic is terrible. But, you know, he just can't get over anybody, can't get away from anybody. Almost it feels like every single shot he tries to make under the basket gets blocked. But there's something about Paul Millsap, man. I mean, he made a huge three-pointer, and I don't know. There's just a vibe with him that was kind of cool.
Oh, there's a reason why Coach Malone likes Paul Millsap. He trusts him in the moments when he needs him, and he trusts him to do the dirty things. He trusts him to do the things that is not going to get all the attention. He's just a good, solid player, man. Jamal Murray, though, man, that guy, beyond the Michael Jordan move, man, how about he was going down to the opposite end now, and he's got that, like, takes it right down the middle, mm-hmm. gets hit by LeBron. It was definitely a foul. Switches over to his left hand and takes like a jumper with his left hand, nothing but net. Oh, my gosh, that guy.
So if we're crying about the refs today, are we pathetic?
No, I don't think you're pathetic at all. And I've been listening to the station all day, and I've been listening to James. I've been listening to the morning show, and I have no means do I think you're pathetic if you're crying about the refs right now. I get it. We haven't earned the respect. I get it. We're the little dogs. I get it. LeBron James is going to get those calls. But guess what? The reality is LeBron James went and petitioned the league to get more calls, and he got more calls. How about the phantom? What is that even follow-up call that Dwight got? And when LeBron did the exact same thing to Nicola, didn't get it.
With Millsap.
Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis.
So you got to help me out. Let's talk about this just for a second. Anthony Davis goes up for a shot. While he's in the air, Paul Millsap, because he can only jump about 3 inches off the ground, doesn't try to defend the shot. He turns around to look for a rebound.
Right, right.
He's turned around. His feet are facing the opposite direction from where he was face up with Anthony Davis.
There wasn't even any contact.
Anthony Davis comes down on Millsap's foot when Millsap is turned around.
Pulls a Paul Pierce, by the way.
Right.
Acts like his career is over.
Right.
I mean, and all of a sudden he's back at the free throw line. Everything's okay.
But help me out. If your defender is literally turned around and you don't make a move towards the shooter at any point, and the shooter comes down on your body part, how is that a foul on you?
Well, how about when LeBron actually did it to Nikola Jokic? And he actually inched forwards, and Nikola landed on his toes.
LeBron inched his foot forward.
I know.
On purpose.
Yes, absolutely he did it on purpose.
There's no doubt about it. How about that, huh?
I mean, you know, when LeBron...
I didn't pick that up.
When LeBron got that call and he was sitting there complaining to the ref for about 30 seconds, even when he got the call, I was like, you know what? That's enough.
So wait, this isn't pathetic what we're doing right now?
No, it's not pathetic.
Oh, okay.
Why is this pathetic? Tell me why this is pathetic. We are the underdogs. I get it.
Well, Mark Schlereth told everybody if we were to do this, it would be pathetic.
I know. I heard him.
Okay.
I heard him.
But this is not pathetic.
This is not pathetic. We're not the Lakers, and we need the calls. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I mean, the first thing I thought when I saw the free throws was, well, there you go. I guess we should petition for things. I guess it worked.
Right.
And it did work.
Did
And it's a six-point game, and there
Michael
you go.
Michael Jordan ever have to petition for fouls, huh? Huh, LeBron?
You know who did petition through the media? It was Phil Jackson. He used to do that all the time.
For Michael?
He did it, not for Michael. I remember it more
Kobe,
with the Lakers than the Bulls, with Phil Jackson, but he might have done it with the Bulls. I don't know.
He probably did.
Maybe he did. But, you know, it's like we had George Karl on yesterday, and he said, yeah, well, the referees are human beings. They listen to talk radio and read the press, and, you know, they're aware of all this stuff too.
Hey, since when is it, like, not okay in sports talk to complain about the referees? Huh? Since when is that not okay?
I think the Anthony Davis Millsap LeBron Jokic thing is that was insane. The call on Millsap, and they reviewed it, and they still called him on it.
I know.
It was like, what are you talking about? How in the world is that a foul? And then how is it not a foul on LeBron with Jokic in the same situation? Especially because LeBron, God, he is... I do admire him. That was a sneaky little move, just inching his foot just a little bit forward on jump shot.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely he did.
Yeah. It was really
super
subtle.
Casual, super sly. Really he's kind of looking away as he's doing it.
I mean, you kind of got to give him credit, right?
Well, no.
I hate to say this because I want to beat the Lakers. I've never been a Lakers fan. I cannot. I love watching LeBron. I do. I get it. I'm pulling for the Nuggets. I want the Nuggets to beat the Lakers. LeBron's a crafty dude, man. That dude is
you gotta
that
respect
dude is savvy.
Him. You got to respect his game, man. I mean, he, 35 years old, the guy, you might see, he might look like he's slowing down just a teensy tiny bit every now and then. But, I mean, that guy, he just controls the game all game long, every single game.
I think he goes cold a little bit with his outside jump shot. And at the end of the game, I wouldn't want him taking the three-pointer for sure if you needed it. He wouldn't be my first choice. But just overall, and sometimes it's the subtle things.
And yes, sometimes, for the record, everybody out there on the text line right now saying the fouls didn't lose us the game. I agree the fouls didn't lose us the game. But that doesn't mean we can't complain about it. That doesn't mean that we can't call out bad refereeing when we see bad refereeing. And yes, absolutely. I get it. I see you, people. We got killed on the offensive rebounds. There's no doubt about it. And that absolutely was the difference.
Yeah, we started out by saying we haven't seen Jokic have a game like that in forever.
Correct.
That's how we started. We can keep going in that direction.
I'm thinking Rondo gets that offensive rebound with, what was it, about 30 seconds left or whatever. Rondo.
Okay. Yeah, anything else to vent? We should, you know, we're venting before we move on. Anything else you want to just vent on?
Morning show, just be one of the people. Just go ahead and complain with the people.
We're going to go after the morning show. That's my favorite topic, so keep going.
I feel like you right now. You know, I was listening to the morning show. They got me a little bit fired up this morning.
All right, I don't understand your way.
They're sitting here saying how it's going to be so pathetic if you're sitting here complaining about the refereeing. Hey, guess what? We're not the Lakers, okay? We need the calls. We need all the help we can get. Be one of the people, all right? Morning show, you're always above everybody.
Anything else? I mean, we can talk about quarterbacks with them if you want.
No, I mean, because if we go down that battle, I'm going to start agreeing with the morning show. And
want that.
I appreciate you having my back. I'm like, I usually agree with them.
I totally have your back. it's just that I know the whole ripping on the referee thing is, Tyler, I spent 6 years in Buffalo. You don't think I know about complaining about stuff and, you know, oh, woe is me.
Okay.
We had 2 second place parades.
As long as you acknowledge the fact that we lost the game, the Denver Nuggets lost the game, the referees didn't lose the game for you, it's okay to complain about the referees as long as you acknowledge that you lost the game all on your own.
The game was lost because of rebounding.
Yes, absolutely.
And Jokic was not himself. I didn't even think Jokic was possible of even having a game like that. That's how good he's been.
I know.
I just was, and then I kept thinking, okay, it's not great. Fourth quarter, I mean, he'll put it all behind him. And in the fourth quarter, you know, he'll snap out of it. And he never did. That was really surprising. Like, the Nuggets are not good enough for Jokic to have that bad of a game.
Well, that's no secret. I mean, we've always needed Nikola Jokic. We've needed Jamal Murray to be at their best. And then you need them to get a little bit of help from someone
else. Right.
But, we we've got a good bench, and it's a talented bench. But we don't have the superstars to hang with other teams that have got multiple superstars if Nikola Jokic isn't playing like a superstar. And that's the first time all series, all playoffs long, that we've been able to say that. So, you know, we still got some hope. You busted it out. Your lucky uniform here a day too early. You probably lost all the mojo because you busted out too early, but you're doing your best.
All right, let me look at the RamosLaw.com text line real quick. Braun has a broken bleep jumper. If you don't account for the refs, you don't understand the NBA. Stink clearly doesn't.
Yeah.
Was Stink just going off?
Oh, well, I just heard them talking about how everybody that's complaining about the referees are just being a bunch of babies. No.
Okay. Guys, we all love the Nuggets, but the NBA has to have LeBron and the Lakers in the finals. The Nuggets had zero chance to win this series from the jump. There are no fans in the stands. This is all about eyeballs on the TV, advantage LeBron. All right, well, let me break this down a little bit. There's no doubt the NBA would prefer to have the Lakers and LeBron from a financial rating standpoint in the finals. There's no doubt about it. Why does that correlate with the referees unless you think the NBA directly puts pressure on the referees about, you know, how important it is for the Lakers to be there? Do you think that's the case?
I mean, that's pretty deep level conspiracy stuff there if you think that the referees are trying to influence who's in the NBA finals. But I do buy that the referees, they heard about the complaints from LeBron James and the Lakers, and they probably heard from their superiors that LeBron needs more calls. So, I mean, indirectly, we're saying the exact same thing, but I think the pressure came more just directly in response to from that letter.
All right. Even Barkley said the Nuggets got a bad whistle last night, so it absolutely played a part in the loss. Single-handedly, the refs lost it, but played a part is how LeBron James... the only player in the league able to lower his shoulder and not get an offensive foul call on him. Why can't we make wide open threes? So annoying. That's annoying.
You know, that was annoying.
LeBron and Anthony Davis flop worse than soccer players.
AD pulled the Paul Pierce, man. The only thing that was missing is his teammates didn't carry him off the court.
Usually when it comes to those rolled ankles, I can't look at it. I mean, it makes me squeamish.
Right.
And so, you know, it kind of, you know, like your hand, your eyes through your fingers, that sort of thing. And so when they went to replay.
What rolled ankle?
That's what I said. I kept waiting for that moment of like, I can't see it. And I'm like, wait, what?
That's it?
Yeah, right.
What about the wincing in pain when Monte Morris's shoulder hit him in like the belly button?
Yeah, like if I were to run into you, Tyler, like Monte Morris to Anthony Davis has got to be somewhat similar to me to Tyler. What is the height difference between Monte Morris and Anthony Davis?
You guys got some thick shoulders. That might hurt a little bit.
Do you really think if I ran into you with my shoulder in your chest, it would
right
hurt?
Right into my chest? Yeah.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me, my size.
Yeah.
5'7". I'm shrinking.
Right underneath that sternum.
Is Morris a foot smaller than Anthony Davis?
Morris is 6'2".
6'2". So not, he's like 10 inches shorter than Anthony Davis. I mean, we're pretty, actually, it'd be Richie would be closer. And in size to Morris.
I don't know.
AD.
Let's do a video. Let's try it in the hallway.
We should do it. Would you mind doing that?
I'll do it.
Like if Richie just, you should just, I mean, if you ran your shoulder into Tyler, would it hurt? There's no way.
Hold on. You wouldn't accept a slap bet, but you're okay with Richie running into my sternum as I'm unprotected, huh?
No, that's a good point.
He wasn't running though. Like this was, they were like screaming close to each other.
He's like 3 inches away. I was like, that hurt? If a guy a foot smaller than you, I'm like, telling you, like, hey, if there is some person in this world, 4'7", and they ran into my chest, I think I'd be okay. The acting going on there is something else. How about doing, I'm really complaining now. When Jamal Murray's elbow barely grazed LeBron James' chin.
Right.
And it was like, seriously?
You know, I guess what bothered me as much as anything is the stuff they were letting LeBron get away with on the defensive end. That bothered me as much as anything.
We're gonna need some serious mojo here. I think at the end of the day, everybody was shocked the Nuggets beat the Clippers. It does feel like, hey, we're not gonna let that happen again. But I love the Nuggets, and I think they can beat the Lakers. You got to take it the same stuff, one game at a time. I think last night you saw the both teams. I think you saw the true teams, Tyler, last night. I think that game could have gone either way. I thought it was just a great game, top to bottom. I think you saw the real two teams play last night, and that's without Jokic playing his best. But I think overall you saw what these teams are capable of against each other. I think game one was goofy. I think game three was goofy. I think even game two wasn't really what it was last night. That's who these guys are. They're both great teams.
Yeah, that's about what I thought it would look like. You know, I called the Lakers in five, or no, I think I said six. I think I said Lakers in six. But the reason I said that is because I thought most of the games were going to look like they did last night, where the Nuggets are just very, very competitive. They're right there on the brink. They might be able to pull off a few. But at the end of the day, the Lakers are probably going to pull it off, and that's what it looked like last night.
All right. Should I look at the text now? More or are we... How are we doing out there?
I mean, the text line, they got our back on this one. They're anti-morning show on this take.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, how would you not think the referees were going to be not influenced by everything that went on?
Thank you.
I mean, come on, everybody. The Lakers send a letter of complaint, and then, you know, it's...
And how about this, okay? Like, how about we all just get behind the Nuggets here for a second? If we all got to complain about the referees together, let's all just complain about the referees together.
Yeah, and don't...
I don't feel the need, the necessity to knock the Denver Nuggets for not being there yet. I don't feel it. It's not the same. We're not talking about like the same type of legendary performances that the Broncos have had year after year. Like, it's not the same standard. Let's enjoy it, and we don't have to expect the Nuggets to be as good as the Lakers just yet.
How about I kill you with truth here.
Sure.
If the Nuggets have a shot to do something unbelievably miraculous, which I'm all for, they are going to have to pull away. They cannot allow the game to be close. They can't. They cannot. They've got to have some sort of lead at halftime, and they've got to make it something where, you know, you can't swallow the whistle or blow the whistle when it shouldn't. They've got to win by 8 to 12 points. They've got to have that kind of lead basically in the fourth quarter, so it's not that close.
I feel you. Yeah, that feels about right to me.
In the world are the Nuggets supposed to win a close game against the Lakers with the referees being the way they are?
Well, not just the referees, but I mean, they've got two of the best closers in the game. You've got Anthony Davis and you got LeBron James. So anytime you come down to a shootout right there at the end, it's going to be tough to beat LeBron James.
Is Malone sending a letter today?
He should. He joked about it after the game.
What did he do today, Richie?
They did. It was reported earlier. Malone said it in his pregame presser that they sent some clips to the league in terms of questioning the foul calls or no calls. And from what I heard from the people that cover the team and just the general consensus is that that's actually pretty commonplace. Teams do it a lot more than we think, and it just doesn't get talked about as much.
Yeah, you got to talk about it for the referees to hear about it. You know who else wants? Boy, I'm really going deep state here. What do you think ESPN and TNT want?
Oh, of course.
Come on. Keep it real. What do you think they want?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And don't think they don't want Boston to win, too. But they can't help it because Miami's pulling away and there's nothing you can do about it.
Again, though, I mean, I'll come back to the fact that the Nuggets lost the game. It wasn't the referees. So at the end of the day, if the Nuggets played better basketball, if Nikola Jokic played better basketball, if they didn't give up all those offensive rebounds, they still could have won the game, even with the referees against them. So I'll give James Merlock credit on that. I'll give the morning show credit on that. The players got to go out and they got to win the game no matter what's going on.
All right, so I'm wearing the gear. I hope it doesn't create false mojo. I want to be positive about the Broncos, too. And meanwhile, one of the craziest things, I guess it's a sports story, but what happened in Milwaukee is insane. I mean, literally insane. The water cooler's next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's time to take a trip to the water cooler.
Is this good for the company?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Did you see the memo about this?
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Here's Tyler and D-Mac.
What would you say you do here?
I got a bunch of stuff in the water cooler, Tyler. You want to hear Colin Cowherd sounding old?
Sure.
Here's
Sounds fun.
I tell you what, man, if you ever have a take like this, you are about 3 days away from being checked into the senior citizen living. But here you go for the get off my lawn moment of the day.
First of all, you should wear it forward because it protects your eyes.
He's talking about a hat. So he usually wears the same button-down shirt, and, you know, he's a good-looking guy, I guess. And but he's got a hat on, an Eagles hat, and he's wearing it just the bill out, you know, hat.
Okay. First of all, you should wear it forward because it protects your eyes. Isn't that why you wear it? But let me just ask you.
Let me just stop there. Nobody, hardly anybody, wears a hat to protect their eyes. Why do you wear a hat the days that you wear a hat?
Because I don't feel like taking a shower.
Right. You just throw it on, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's the bottom line.
I mean, I don't want to have to worry about getting my hair all fixed up, right? I mean, I got some long, beautiful hair that right. takes a little bit of time, and I just put a hat on.
When was the last time you thought, bright out, better put a hat on?
Well, I do that a lot, actually.
Hold on. Does that happen most of the time? That's most of the reasons?
Depends where I am. Am I at a sporting event?
You throw guys.
Am I at a sporting event? Am I golfing? What am I doing? Is this just my everyday life?
I think guys just put hats on because they just...
If it's my everyday life, I've never thought about the sun.
They don't want to be bothered. Right. Here we go.
Let's say twice a year the Eagles ask Carson Wentz to meet with advertisers and suite holders, as their teams do. Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. It's nice to meet you, sir. Oh, you run Chevron. It's nice to meet you, sir. You run Geico Insurance. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Carson Wentz. Oh, Bank of America CEO. It's a pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you. My name is Carson Wentz. Thank you. Or.
And now he puts the hat on backwards, and they do a screenshot of Wentz, and his hat is backwards.
Oh, please.
I swear to God.
Hey! Hello? So me and the boys had beers last week, I'm the quarterback, we got here, Bank of America, I've never been to a bank.
Please, unbelievable. Wow. Oh, well, first off, what is the photo even from? Like, what is Carson Wentz doing?
It's a press conference.
He's at a press conference.
Who cares?
Who cares?
It's on a Zoom press conference. He's not meeting sponsors, he's on a Zoom press conference. Listen, man, this is ridiculous. Skip Bayless, this whole thing about Dak Prescott and mental health, and you shouldn't have that as a leader. I mean, talk about get off my lawn. Golly. Ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
You think Carson Wentz's biggest issue is that he wears his hat backwards? The problem is he might not be a good quarterback. That's probably a bigger issue.
Carson Wentz is a very, very good human being. He's a very, very professional human being. He's a guy that could sound good in just about any room that he's in. The last thing I'm concerned with my quarterback is whether he wears his hat forwards or backwards.
Who cares? Did you see the video in Milwaukee of this guy, Keyon Lambert? The dude walks into Miller Park in Milwaukee, and this was in June. Now the surveillance footage is coming out. Walks into the baseball park. Just think about this for a second. You walk into Coors Field.
Okay?
This is in Miller Park. Goes down to the field. I mean, I guess if you get into the park, you can walk down to the field. That's, I guess, not that hard to do. Finds a tractor.
Huh?
A tractor.
Okay.
You know, like Parker Schnabel, a tractor.
Oh, I got it. Good thing I watch, what's that, gold mining show?
Gold Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proceeds to, carve out his initials with the tractor throughout the infield.
I mean, I give the guy credit. If you're gonna trespass, at least get your money's worth for the ticket, you know?
I could not believe this was happening.
And if you watch the video, I mean, he was out there on that tractor for a long time. I mean, probably 30 minutes there on that tractor.
It looked like it was daylight, too.
You're
it was the
me
middle of the day.
There's nobody in that entire stadium
There's nobody there? There's no offices?
Nobody works upstairs?
There's nobody maintenance? Nothing?
Cleaning the concessions?
Nothing.
What is going on?
The guy is out. He had to be out there for a half hour on the tractor.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, he's driving all over the place. But the time lapse on that thing, it took a long time to just even watch the time lapse.
You know what? It kind of impressed me, too. He knew how to use the tractor.
Sort of.
I mean, he knew how to, lower things and raise things and dig through things. And
I didn't quite see the initials pop out. I didn't think he did a very good job of it.
That's what I was told. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, he was just ripping up dirt and infield and driving over the pitcher's mound in a tractor. If you have not seen this video, Richie, we got to post it somehow or retweet it.
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
I assume that Empower Field has like 24/7 security just all the time. Somebody is in that building all the time, right?
I cannot. Well, at Empower Field, I really can't imagine that happening.
Right?
That's a tight, locked-up situation.
Well, Coors Field, the same deal.
Nothing, I guess. Yeah. I just can't imagine it happening. How would it happen?
I don't know.
Anyways, the video is out of control. A Mountain West is back. October 24th, they're going to beat the Pac-12. We will have CSU football before CU football this year.
Where are we going to practice now?
Where's CU going to practice? CU going to practice?
Unbelievable. Why does CU have to be the one school? Are you kidding me? After all this is said and done, we finally get football back, and we're the one school that has still got a problem because the county of Boulder has banned all gatherings of 18 to 22-year-olds, and that includes athletes.
I'm going to guess they had football practice up in Fort Collins today.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they have been. As CU has been, by the way. They've been having practices. They just can't have real practices now.
Yeah, did they have a real practice today? Because I bet CSU did.
What are you trying to say right now?
I'm trying to... What are you trying to do right now? What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. I didn't bring
it
up.
Sure?
Yeah.
Great day for Joel Dreesen.
And it's a bummer we can't use their practice facilities anymore.
I think Broomfield High School... I don't know if Broomfield... Hey, Chas is coming back. You may not be able to get on at Broomfield High School.
I know.
Budweiser Event Center? I don't know, maybe.
Gonna have to go to DPS. Didn't they opt out?
I don't know.
I think so.
It's a long drive from Boulder to, North High School. Seriously, did you talk to any of your buffs today? Is anybody?
I did. Nobody really knows what the plan is from the people that I've talked to.
They don't know.
So, as of now, it just feels like, I know that they're searching out opportunities. I know that much.
But no, they didn't practice today and they could have, theoretically.
Yes.
But, I am going to be fascinated how they resolve this situation. What in the world are they going to do? Because they've got to.
Technically speaking, the university is a state university that does not have to abide by the county rules, technically speaking.
There you go. So you did do a little digging into that.
Just technically speaking.
So they can.
I'm not saying they would do that, and I do not think that they will do that.
I'm sorry, what's the difference again? Say that again.
I don't know. There's some smart person told me something smart that they could make their own decision and just go against it.
I know there's some sort of provision that if you're on the fourth level, you can have alcohol because it's different on the fourth level than the rest of the building for whatever
fourth
reason.
Fourth level? There's not four levels in Folsom
Field. I don't know. It's that luxury suite area. There's some sort of exception.
Nah, they opened alcohol up to everybody.
When did they do that?
Last year, the year before.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got one last one for you for the water cooler. One last one. We're going to have Kliss on. A lot of crazy things going on with the Broncos today. Last one. I know you're into The Sopranos, right?
I am.
Yeah. I got another one for you.
I'm stressed out because I just saw that season 6 has 21 episodes. I thought I was getting close to the finish line here.
It's 6A and 6B.
Yeah.
Yeah, they split it up a little bit. Ted Lasso on Apple TV.
Okay.
Ted Lasso, it's a sports. It's about a football, American football coach in America who gets a job running a English Premier League soccer team.
Okay.
Starring Jason Sudeikis.
I like it.
Sneaky good. It's a sneaky, sneaky, really good show.
Only problem is I don't have Apple TV.
There you go. All right, that's it. That's the water cooler. Everything that you can fit in. So you got some homework to do, everybody. You got to look at the video of the guy driving the tractor around. Watch Ted Lasso and cheer on CSU for having a football team that's going to play before CSU.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Mike Kliss joins us next.
Here's The Drive.
Let's go. We got our 9 News insider, Mike Kliss, who joins us now. courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Hi, Mike.
What's going on, guys?
Well, I gulped a little bit when I heard the injury report, and I heard Jerry Jeudy is questionable. So, yes. So help, what's going on there?
He was moving around and catching balls this week, maybe a little gingerly. I got the impression he was going to play. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see about that, as it goes on. Maybe they got a little sore. We don't watch team periods anymore. He must have missed enough of team drills to where he's questionable for the game. My impression, based on how Fangio answered a follow-up question, was he was expected to play.
Yeah, what's going on? What's the deal?
I think it's that rib thing, I guess.
He got hit in the ribs, guys. He got hit in the ribs pretty bad. Late in the first half.
Yeah, I thought it was a concussion.
I think he hung on to the ball.
He did. Yep, in the middle of the field.
I know that you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, listen, this is what we learned this week. Don't let him near a doctor from the Chargers with a rib injury.
Yeah, you don't want that. And
but I didn't know it was so bad that he would even possibly be in doubt. And questionable is, well, it is questionable. It's in doubt.
Yeah, he was limited all week. And I guess when Friday comes out with the injury report, you figure that they turn the corner and they go full on Friday.
Right.
And that's not the way it went. It was limited again Friday and questionable. So we'll see. We'll see. I think he's going to play, but don't know enough information right now. Vic Fangio did make it sound like he would play. Speaking of that, Tom Brady comes to town, right, with Tampa Bay. Wasn't there like one season a few years ago? I think Belichick was mad about the whole injury report rules. He listed Brady as questionable every week.
Mm-hmm. I think you did that for like 15 straight years, actually.
Yeah. So, but he played every game, except for the knee deal in 08. So, we'll see. We'll see about that. Everyone wants Noah Fant to get the ball more. If for some reason, I would think Jeudy would be limited. He's been playing 75, 80% of the snaps, maybe he plays only 60% against Tampa Bay, which would mean more for Noah Fant is what I know a lot of Bronco fans are hoping for.
Well, what's going on with Blake Bortles? Do you expect him to be active for the game?
No, I don't. I heard he had a good practice today, though, but he was with the scout team. And I said this on Stokely and Zach yesterday. I had forgotten that he is he's got that Tebow delivery from the right side.
Oh yeah,
he's got that hitch. He was a baseball pitcher, he brings it back.
He still is
waist high, and then raises it back up and fires it. He's got velocity. It's a heavy ball that he throws. Looks like, but I'm sure that little hitch has been an issue for him over the years.
It's still there. It's clear as a bell.
Yeah.
All right, what other who else is moving up and back, and what other roster moves are happening?
Well, you got this roster is full of quarterbacks and practice squatters. they called up Deshaun Williams, PJ Locke, and Brent Rippon. Mm. They have four quarterbacks on the 53, which is very unusual. Rippon was brought up last night, early this morning. And then you had Deshaun Williams brought up, PJ Locke, and then with Bortles, they had four openings that made it 53, and then they still have two more practice squatters that can come up. One of them figures to be Levante Bellamy, who was protected. It was interesting. I was surprised Bellamy wasn't put on the 53. and they didn't use that practice squad promotion game day call-up on Rippon. But then you come to find out Lindsey was out there practicing today.
Good.
And he's not going to play against Tampa Bay. But he looked good, guys. Looked really good.
Good, 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 good.
Now, the surprise, the reason why I'm surprised is he's not good enough to go Sunday on grass, but he's good enough to go 4 days later on turf. And for a turf toe, a guy coming off a turf toe injury, I think that's, you know, I think there should be discussion there. Should Philip Lindsey come back, you know, on a short week? And play on turf, which is, by the way, is much maligned turf after the 49ers kind of blamed a lot of their injuries on it. So, but I think when you're 0-2 and, you know, it's looking bleak and everybody's hurt, you know, you kind of push these guys along.
Hi, Mike. What's your prediction for the weekend?
I think the Broncos win 17-16.
Whoa!
Oh, okay.
Whoa!
Okay.
All right. Give us the biggest reason.
I think Fangio's defense will continue to play well. I think Tom Brady will continue to, you know, I think he'll struggle against the Fangio defense. And I think, Jeff Driscoll and Melvin Gordon and the Broncos offense will find a way to score. You know, they're averaging 17.5 here, so somehow, some way, maybe they pull out a win.
All right, Mike, we appreciate it. Thank you. We'll talk to you later, Mike.
All right. All right. See you guys.
There he is. Hey, look at Clissy. Bed River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. So that's two of us that think the Broncos are going to win.
Okay. We'll see how many there are when this is all said and done.
Football at 4 next.
Thank you for listening to The Drive on Demand, powered by your local Ace Hardware stores. Ready for backyard tailgating? Ace Hardware has given away 5 Traeger grills worth $799 just in time for football season. Just visit 1043thefan.com/ace to enter. Sweepstakes end September 30th, so enter today.